Blog Talk Radio.
Ask the person next to you, would you still say yes?
Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? There is more that I require of thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Now will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? Yes. If I told you what I really need, would your heart and soul say yes? Now will your heart and soul say yes, yes? Will your spirit still say yes? God is saying, there is more that I require of thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your heart and soul say yes? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Will your spirit still say yes? If I told you what I really need from thee, would your heart and soul say yes? So just say
yes.
And tell the Lord yes.
Yes.
See yes.
Yes.
Yes. Say I'll obey Jesus.
Yes.
I will stray Jesus. But this time I'm made up in my mind. I'm made.
Yeah.
yes, Jesus. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. He's saying there is more that I require of thee. There is more that I require of thee. He's calling you higher. There is more that I require of thee. He said, don't be afraid of men and their faces. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. He said, I'm calling you out of your dry place. I'm calling you out of your dry place. Say it. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. 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 I'm calling you. I predestined you before the world began to do my will. To do my will. He said, seek my face. He says, seek my face. He says, hear my voice. He says, hear my voice. He says, hear my voice, hear my voice, hear my voice. The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. I'm calling you higher. I'm calling you higher. So much more. So much more. So let your heart and soul say yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm sorry, I was in the zone. Welcome, everybody, to the Inspiration Factory. You have your humble host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration. We're bringing you a gift from Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. CEO is none other than my brother, my friend, and the man who dreamed this all up, Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. I'm usually joined by my partner in praise, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, but he is otherwise detained this evening, so we're flying solo, so y'all have to bear with me, but I think we're going to get through this tonight. Theme is spending time with Jesus. I want to hear how you spend your personal time with him. We all claim we spend time with him, but you know, tonight we want to talk about how we spend time with him, what spending time with him does for us, means to us. You know, he is definitely worthy to spend some time talking about him. So that's what we're going to do tonight. But, you know, before we start any program, we start off in prayer. So if you'd all join me before the throne. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of mercy this evening, first and foremost, asking forgiveness for any sins that we may have committed willingly, knowingly, or those that we have committed not knowing. But Lord, we ask that you would just continue to work on us, to improve us, to better us. Father God, we invite you to this platform this evening, Lord. Have your way, as our theme this evening is spending time with Jesus. We ask that you come and spend time with us tonight, Lord. Touch us, move us, that what we say may touch someone, may edify someone, may bring someone to your kingdom. So we welcome you, Father, and we look forward to what it is that you have to say through us. And it's in the mighty and precious name of Jesus the Christ that I pray. Amen. All right. I feel a little bit better. You guys are going to have to bear with me tonight. We're going to be saying a prayer a little later on for my brother. I just found out that he's in the hospital, and he's got a situation that I would just ask that you would join me in prayer for him and for the family. But we're going to open the lines and see what the Lord has to say and where we're going to go with this. So, area code 215. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
Wow. Can you hear me, Paul?
Oh, devil.
You called me a devil just now.
No, I did not. I said Deborah, Danielle. I thought I didn't recognize your number.
Danielle. I know, because I'm calling from a different number. I'm having issues with my phone. Can you hear me clearly? Because this is breaking up real bad for me.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good. It's one of them online talk-free, text-free type numbers.
Okay.
I had to call.
Yeah. Okay, you got through.
Okay,
that's all that matters. That's all that matters.
Absolutely.
So how are you tonight?
I'm good. I'm trying to get some projects taken care of, but I'm good. And I'm definitely praying for your loved ones, for sure. I'm sending out some love and some light to them also.
If he's listening, I don't see his number, but he could be calling from another number. If he's listening, he's already mad at me because I don't put his business out there. He's a very private person. But I figured if I can't do it amongst my prayer warriors, where can it be done? So he just has to get mad and get over it.
I know that's right. Honey, it is power and prayer. I'm trying to tell you. Can't nobody tell me different. The energy that goes up from us that know and believe, it reaches the highest light, and it comes back down with that power and that blessing over that person. So everything is going to be just fine.
I already know that. I trust the word of my Father, you know, and I trust in him.
I know that's right.
Satan try to use things like that to try to knock you off your square or steal your joy and all of that stuff, but no, it ain't happening. I refuse.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
I'm human, so of course I'm concerned, and I'm curious as to how things are going to transpire. But having faith in the Lord means that I can go through all of this without getting beat down and put down and in a funk. I know there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Absolutely.
My God. It's all good.
Always. Mm.
Yes, indeed. Well, I just kind of brought you on early because I wanted to hear your feedback on my piece, because I'm going to start the show off with the piece I wrote for tonight. But it's no fun doing it if you don't have a co-host or a partner in praise with you when you do it. So, you being the first caller, guess what?
What?
You know, we got a new budget, so there'll be a little something in your check.
Oh, Lord. I wish I could co-host with you, but this phone is acting so crazy. It's like breaking up real bad, and I'll never know when it's going to drop. I'm trying to tell you. But I do have
I'm
a little
saying,
piece. But if you want to do yours first.
And while you do your piece, we can hang out together for a little bit, for this minute right here anyway.
That'll work.
I kidnapped you so much.
That'll definitely work.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh, But this piece I just finished writing just a little bit ago. It's called Spending Time.
Mm-hmm. The mic is yours.
Thank you, Queen. Years of sharing and experiencing special times with you have culminated into something that defies classification by society's view. Unable to be boxed in by their don'ts and do's, what created is governed solely by what we choose to do. And in doing so, we never lose. The level of our love and respect ensures that neither of us encounters failure or counted as a reject, something that far too often I seemingly choose to neglect. And my reasons for this are best circumspect. The physical we share is above reproach, definitely top-notch, most deaf. You have made it hard for the rest. And what we share is the and shall be cherished until my earthly death. Nobody has ever made me feel like you do. You have a part of me all to yourself, exclusively. And I am content and willing to nurture this thing beyond and between you and me. There isn't one area of my life that you don't know. Truth be told, you know me better than I know myself. Your presence is all-encompassing, both bold and determined, reaching the subatomic with incredible stealth. Many times I have dismissed this connection, went forward leaning on my own intention, only to once again land remorsefully flat on the A double scribble that I won't mention. I spend time with you always, even when I don't know that I am. However, I believe it is the times that I seek you out, when I purposely and knowingly spend my time with you, that pleases the great I am, me, Father. Become more cognizant of our continuous time together, that I proudly display and exemplify time spent with you at home, at work, well, actually wherever. Spending time with the love of my life is gloriously spent time with Jesus Christ. And that's that piece.
Oh, man, that was nice. That was very nice. I loved it. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, I can. When I decided on the theme for tonight, it's funny because you, that's when you first approached me about the song that we led the show off with. You know, it kind of all connected for me. You know, and it made me think, you know, a lot of times we talk about spending time with him, you know, but do we really recognize the degree of the time we spend with him, even when we're not spending time with him? He told us he would never leave or forsake us, which means he's always with us. So he's spending time with us, even when we're not spending time with him. That's a love. That's a love I can't fathom. But a love I can't live without. Can't live without him.
You have to, you know, you have to truly experience his love by letting him in order to understand the power and the beauty and the strength and everything that comes along with it. And to know that he is always there, always there. It's a beautiful thing.
Yes, indeedy. Yes, indeedy. And you know what? Even, like I said, even when we don't spend time with him, he still spends time with us.
Oh, yeah. Just like any other parent, he still watches over us.
Okay. And he's
always
even better than ours.
Tell me.
You know, I used to think my dad or my mom could see around corners. You know, because, you know, their intuition on my actions or whatever. But he goes beyond that.
Hey. I've done that little parental sneak in and watching my kids when they used to go to school here in the neighborhood. I would sneak when they didn't want me to walk to school with them no more. I would like creep behind them. I'd stay like a block or two behind them, peeking around the corner of the building to see them. You know, just because I couldn't release them. You know, and it's still a part of me that will never release my children. They grown. They have their own places now. They got their own, you know, love of their lives with them. But I still,
the same thing.
If I'm not creeping on Facebook, I'm calling them on the phone. Or some kind of way, I need to have some kind of vision of my children, some kind of contact with my kids. It's always going to be like that. You know, it's natural.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. So imagine, just imagine the father and him keeping an eye on us and all the mess that we done got ourselves into down here. Just imagine.
Yeah.
It takes to deal with us and still love us unconditionally. Everlasting love. Are you kidding me? Can't touch it, man.
You'd be a fool to try. You'd be a fool to try. You know what?
Beautiful thing.
What did you what was your inspiration on requesting that song? Other than the fact that you love the song.
Okay, you know, I've been baptized twice in my lifetime because the first time I was baptized when I was very, very little, I think I was like 35, and I was horrified because I didn't understand what was going on. I thought the preacher was trying to drown everybody, all the kids, you know, and I'm like, oh, my God. But the second time I got baptized, I knew exactly what it was, and that's when I realized after everything that I had been trying to handle by myself, on my own, without talking to him, without coming to him, or just believing in him. When I did one thing that was according to his words, that's when everything started going right, and that's when I realized, you know what, he just wanted me to come to him. That's all. He just wanted me to say yes. And that song right there, a very good friend of mine that I lost a couple years ago, I'm still a little emotional about it, he sent that song to me some years back, and I got attached to it because it reminded me of everything that I went through in that exact time when I did the right thing, which was what he wanted us to do, and how everything started going right. And that song, that's what it does for me. That's why I'm attached to it like I am. That's the inspiration behind that song for me.
Okay.
All he wants is,
I know,
yeah,
that's right.
That's all. All it is. And that song just makes me so emotional every time, especially when she gets to this, yeah. I'll be like,
you can feel, you can feel her feeling it. You know, ooh. You gave me goosebumps.
Honey,
let me turn the heat up.
It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. Something this good can't be wrong. It can't be wrong. No matter what
Absolutely.
They said about him, you know, it cannot be wrong. Okay? It just can't be. And you can't prove me any other way. Okay?
So I know that you got a phenomenal piece for us, especially after hearing that song and what brought that song to your heart. I know that it's still moving on. It's still moving through you. So I'm going to hush my mouth and let you have the mic. And give us the blessings of your penmanship, Madame. La Perla Negra.
Thank you. I wouldn't say it was phenomenal, but it's a piece. I just came up with a title for it, though, because this is an older piece.
Look at you. So I know it's going to be good.
Okay.
The mic is yours, Queen.
Thank you. This is called Because He Is With Me. If you believe, wait a minute, I'm sorry. I believe if you want something you've never had, go try something you've never done. Okay. I put no one above spirit because he is with me. And I know that I am loved, so I know who I am. I believe in myself so much so that there is nothing or nobody that can deter me from my goals. Because he is with me. I love myself. I literally embody the meaning of love, and I am aware of how truly blessed I am to experience this life. Because he is with me. I am a warrior, a champion of my deepest desires, and I have so much compassion for others' needs. I am strong, grounded, and wise beyond my years. I am limitless. He is with me. I do not believe that I am just here to feel pain and suffering. I'm too smart for that because I have risen above the illusion of guilt and shame. I am naturally nurturing to a fault. And attentiveness is second nature because he is with me. My energy is addictive because I live in my purpose and I wear my truth well. I am here to change the world because he is with me. And that's that piece. Can you hear me, Paul? Lord, your phone acting up. Or are you muted? I can't hear nothing. Oh, Lord. I don't know if you can hear me or not, but I can't hear you, Paul.
Oh, yes, I'm here. I got this.
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, man. You broke my feet.
I'm sick. Yes.
Oh.
As soon as you started, my call dropped.
Oh. Oh, wow. Oh, man.
Oh, that is rock. Wow.
Wow.
I guess I have to go to the archives. I'm not going to ask you to do it again. We got a few callers out here.
Okay.
Wow.
Yes.
I am so sorry. But you have to blame it on the blog talk, lady.
I know. That's all right, because you know what? You're going to enjoy it when you get a chance to hear it.
Well, just make sure
you listen to the archive, and you'll hear it.
I'm going to listen to it as soon as I post it.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, yes, yes. After I get off of here, if my call lasts throughout the show, I'll just wait until the show is over. But if it drops beforehand, I'm still going to go straight to it.
I know that's right. I ain't mad at you. All right, Danielle. Oh, before I let you go, let us know what you got going on with Tiffany.
Oh, man. Well, I'm having difficulties with my piece. I'm having issues right now, but God willing, I'll be able to do some shows again. Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic. I do Poetic Therapy, and my awesome co-host is in there with me, Stan the Man Phillips. Another Saturday night at 9. Monday nights, alternating with Rain. I am 1/4 host of the Soul Cafe, where I co-host with For Real the Poet Douglas, a.k.a. author Larry Mann. Essentially, Johnny, who does an awesome job on the event page. and poetic. And on Wednesday nights, I am in the love zone with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. Now, topic is up in the air right now, so y'all just have to come on by, you know, and see what we got going, and I'm sure you'll love it. Y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the love zone. Back to you, Paul.
I know that's right. I swear, you're a busy woman.
I try.
I know that's
right.
Okay. Danielle, you're going to be the first one going over to the Praise Lounge, but you got plenty of company coming your way. So I hope you can continue
right,
to listen to the program. All right. God bless you. One love, one mic.
Thank you. God bless you, Paul. One love, one mic.
Well, I tell you, Tiffany got some real special folks with them. Next on the mic, calling in from the great state of Texas, we have none other than Amelia T. Davis. Good evening, Amelia. Thank you for coming
through.
Good
evening, King. Blessings. Much love. Let me go straight into my piece, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead. I understand your situation. The mic is yours, Queen.
Okay, this is called the name of the show, Spending Time with Jesus/Yeshua. I do try to make people aware that his actual Hebrew name is Yeshua. Jesus is the English version. Okay, so anyway, it's Spending Time with Jesus. I spend all day, every day, with my Lord and Savior. I have absolutely no human companionship in my life. I have found that he supplies all my needs in addition to being a comfort to my soul. In the Bible, we find in Matthew 6:33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Also, in Matthew 22:37, it states, Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. You cannot love anyone without knowing them. In order to know anyone, you must spend time with them. And in Galatians 20:20, we find, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. In other words, our Lord must be present in your life, living within your soul to be one with him and to love him. It takes talking to him, or otherwise known as praying. It takes praising him. That can take many forms, but is commonly known as music, for me, gospel music. In Hebrews 4:12, we find, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than a double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. By reading our Bibles, we are in fact spending time with Jesus, Yeshua, and is penetrating our souls with his Holy Spirit, in addition to judging, correcting us in our thoughts and actions. It is our duty to spend time with our Lord and Savior just as we would with any family member or person we love. We have to understand who we are serving and what is expected of us, but also to adequately explain him to others. Our Father God set Jesus before anything was ever created as the Word. All was formed through him. He was the Son before the Son. In John 1:1, we find exactly that. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. Do you now understand that because Jesus is the Word, that by reading our Bibles, we are not just gaining knowledge, but also actually spending time with our Lord? This is why it's so absolutely important to do so. Being the presence of our Holy Trinity family is such an honor and privilege that many were unable to do in the past. In addition to uplifting your soul and emotions to a heavenly realm, please spend time today reading, praising, honoring, praying, connecting to the Savior, Jesus, Yeshua. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
Oh, there we go. I had myself muted. All righty then. Beautiful piece, Amelia. And you're right. We spent time.
Thank you.
With
I might not have delivered it so well. It's a fresh piece, but what I was trying to do is give examples from the Bible as to exactly why it's important for us to daily spend time with Jesus and to connect to him. And others may have family or, you know, significant others that they spend time with, but it's just as important to spend time with our Lord because he comes before everybody else.
Absolutely. 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 And when we get that in our minds that he comes first, things go a lot easier, but that's a hard thing to do.
Well,
but you know that Satan is
our enemy, and he's going to try to attack us. So, we may not have the smoothest of roads because he's going to try to pull us away from God's grace. But it lightens the load. You know, he said, "My yoke is not burdensome," but, you know, we're not going to have perfect lives, but it becomes perfect because we have him to fall back on and to support us in our walks. So, yeah. All right. I shall step off the mic, but you get the point. And I've shared it so folks could read it and absorb it better.
I appreciate you posting that on the event page. And you did your requirement. You planted seeds. Your job is done.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you as well, Amelia.
Thank you.
I'll send you to the
later.
Praise Lounge. You can hang out with Danielle over there, and hopefully you can listen as long as your energy holds out.
Yes, sir.
God bless you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Blessings.
All right, folks, we're going to keep things moving right along. And area code 385, welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello, Paul. Miss VIP, how are you?
Hey. What, you got a different number now?
That's the Google Voice phone. That's the number.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, are you really giving up your PA identity, huh?
No, not yet.
Okay, good. How you doing, baby? How's everything?
Hey, look, I'm doing. And listen, we're praying for your brother. All right. So,
Gotcha.
For the sin of. So I got him.
Yeah. And he definitely served. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And you know, you and your situation are always in my prayer as well. I know you have
so much. I appreciate you.
You have a load to carry, but God told us that He would never give us more than we can bear. So that means He knows us better than we know ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes I can't bear it, but I manage to get through. So He knows what I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Just trust Him.
Absolutely.
Trust
Him. Absolutely.
That's perfect. Absolutely. So, my queen, what did you bring for us
mm-hmm.
tonight?
This is an old piece. It's called The Other Side of Through.
The Other Side of who?
Through.
Spell it. I can't hear it.
THROUGH.
Oh, through. Okay, through. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. All right.
Okay.
I just don't want to put it in the event page wrong. So with that being said, the mic is yours, queen.
Thank you. Father, there are things I can't stand. Then again, I must follow the command of forgiving those as you have forgiven me. I'm going to need a closer walk with thee. Lord, in my past, I may have acted like a clown, but I never kicked a man while they were down. I give like I want to receive. I think I have much to achieve to meet my goals. I have to surrender, be out of my comfort zone. Realize you dwelling within me will increase my territory and my faith so I won't fail. Lord, in order to do all this, I surrender all. I do to myself all the wrong things. I have a feeling it was my past, offenses that were done against me, leaving me with no security. But I find it with you, Heavenly Father. I thank you for being closer than a brother. I don't like to cry, yet I realize it's cleansing. Lord, you are the author and finisher of my faith from the beginning of my life to its ending. So I give you all the honor, praise, and glory. When I overcome in victory, I won't keep it in. I will share my story. Tell them it's all because of you, your forgiveness and love, that I made it on the other side of through. And that's that piece.
I haven't heard that one before, but I love it.
Thank you.
And what I really love is right, it was at the end. I was hoping you were going to go longer because I was into that. But when you said that, when you talk about sharing your story, you know, that shows true victory over what we go through because there's some things I've overcome that I just was embarrassed about them or I didn't, it wasn't nobody's business or whatever the case may be. But
mm-hmm.
now I can share that story because I can be a testament of what God can bring you through, bring you from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so how can I let me get in the way of spreading God's word? You know, and the only way to get any more blessings is to give away what you get, what you're blessed with, so you have room for more blessings. You got to spread it. So that piece spoke a lot. That I can relate to. And
mm-hmm.
that's one of them, what'd you say? It was an old, that's an oldie but goodie. I like that one. I hope you hear that one again.
Yeah.
I like that.
Thank you.
So what do you have going on in the Epiphany world?
Well, as LaProla Negra stated, on Wednesday, we are in the love zone, and the topic is to be determined soon. And Friday will be Express Your Vibe, where everybody calls in, come in as yourself and just express what you're feeling at the moment. So whatever it is, don't suppress it, express it. So all the shows are at 9, unless otherwise indicated.
Okay. Now that sounds real cathartic. Somewhere you can just really just vent or get it off your chest, unload. What night was that?
On Friday night. I alternate Fridays with Keith Eric.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Y'all hear what Epiphany's doing? They just giving you variety upon variety upon variety. Mm-mm-mm. Y'all better act like you know. 319-527-6300. 90% of the shows are at 9 o'clock. So you have no excuse. Any night of the week. every right. night of the week. Just try it and come on through. Well, Miss VIP, thank you so much for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
I done had the dynamic duo come through tonight. You and your cohort. Okay, this is already a good night. It's already a good night.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to send you to the Praise Lounge, and you can see your buddy over there. And I hope you continue listening to the rest of the show.
All right. One love, one mic.
God bless you, and one love, one mic.
God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss VIP. I tell you, Tiffany's showing up tonight. I'm going to keep things going. I don't know why I should know this number. It looks familiar, but I'm not quite sure. Area code 215. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
What's going on, Divine Inspiration?
That's why I knew I should know that number. Kane Spade, what's going on, my brother?
Hey, man, just checking in, seeing what's going on with Inspiration Factory. Got some phenomenal poets coming through here.
Yeah, they showing up, and I'm happy for it. I need it right about now. I really do. Not going on, but that's okay. My daddy takes care of me. You know,
indeed.
So I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So we here. We're going to praise him. We're going to enjoy our other love, poetry, and fellowship with one another and uphold one another. That's what we do around here. You know that. You are the same cloth, brother.
Sir. Yes, sir. And I hope your brother going to do good, man, your brother that's in the hospital.
Thank you. It literally, 5 minutes before the show went on air, before I call in to open the line, he called me. And so I haven't had time to process it yet. I had to get in the show mode, but I appreciate all the prayers. The prayer of the righteous availeth much, so I'm of good heart, you know. I'm of good
heart.
So my brother, Mr. CEO, what did you bring for us tonight?
Well, I got this little piece right here. More like, it's not too religious, more like a message in the mind of a conspirator, talking about the world and the government, if you will.
Okay. What's the title of this piece?
Title of this piece is called Does This Really Matter?
Michael Joris King.
Man, I don't know what to say, so I write. But does this really matter? As I get lost in words describing the world, catching your attention with action words, verbs with an impact, hopefully I capture all the facts. Does it matter that celebrities are quick to respond to disastrous situations, providing support to those in need from their own pocket, as the government sits back to wait for mayhem to unfold to see a way to benefit and maintain control? Does it matter when so-called government support services let food and water sit, then expire, then to let it be in use for the benefits of those less fortunate, for help to those across the seas or anyone that is in need? Does it matter that forces from behind the scenes put a person like Trump, who was in office, in the forefront to cause chaos to be what you focus on, that misdirection from all true agendas? If I tell the truth too much, am I considered a conspirator? I wonder, would it matter if I disappear because of the words I say, and would another take my place? I wonder how many who hear this hate me and would despise my face. Does it matter that the thought of this would put a smile on my face? As I have the need to put hate, bigotry, corruption, manipulation in its place. Does it matter that politics rule everything we do? Does it matter that we are still in a pandemic and the majority of people still don't understand? Does it matter how many lives COVID-19, the corona, this virus has taken? Does it matter how stupid people can be, and I mean all races, still yelling, I have rights, as if you're being attacked? Safety is the issue. I mean, think. Put on your mask. Save yourself. Save your family. Save your kids. Does it matter while all this is going on? Black children keep coming up missing. Racism is increasing. Factions never stop scheming. I mean, do we have to protest every time something happens to prove a point to the masses? Does it matter I cared to write this for you to read me or for you to listen to me? Does it even matter that I keep asking these questions? So, does this really matter? DSR.
Wow. You know, that's a needed piece there right there, Kane, for so many reasons. But it's a wake-up call. And you have to ask yourself, does it matter? Which it really does. And if your answer is yes, now it makes me think, so what are you doing about it? You know, yeah, people are going to hate you for your words because they don't want to hear what you say because it's contrary to what makes them comfortable. So they don't hear your words, but were they to actually listen to those words and do some investigation, they'd see the truth, but they don't want that. I like that point you brought up about Trump and his debauchery being misdirection. Take focus off of other things that they're sneaking into place. You know, you spoke on, you know, black children being missing. You covered a lot that needs to be focused on. How dare we claim to be a God-fearing nation, yet we let food and supplies expire instead of saving lives with it? You know, there's a lot to that piece, Kane. I appreciate you coming through with that.
Hey, I appreciate it. Divine Inspiration. You know, I ain't called you that name in a long time, man.
Sounds kind of good coming from you, though, bro.
Hey, man. No.
What's going on over at DFR?
Yeah, man. We having a Halloween show this week, man. We going to put out the promotions and stuff. I'm going to tag you in it. I think I tagged a few people in it already. Yeah. I think I invited people on the event page. Whatnot.
Okay, good. I'm gonna go check it out.
Yeah.
I definitely wanna check that.
Yeah, a little Halloween. It's been a while since we had a Halloween show, over a year or so.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay,
the last Halloween show we might have had was actually with an Epiphany Radio member. You know, may she rest in peace. I think it was Sidonie. Shout out to her. Sidonie Mornay.
Yes.
I think I had her as a special guest host on there.
Wow. Okay. All right. I definitely have to check that one out. Y'all heard that. Check the event page out. He's got it posted there for the information. Kane, appreciate you, bro, for coming through tonight. Love that piece. We're going to send you over to the Praise Lounge and let you hang out with some of the folk over there. And
hey.
I'm mad at you because I ain't getting no wings. But anyway.
I appreciate you having me, y'all.
As always, it's a pleasure, bro. One love, one mic. God bless you.
One love, one mic. God.
That was Kane Spade, ladies and gentlemen, CEO. of DSR. Okay, I'm going to keep things moving. And we're going to bring on area code 713. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
What's happening, sir? Sir Lawrence.
Sir Lawrence, what's going on, brother? How are you?
Man, I'm having a good time. You know, it's a movie reel if you really look at it.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Man, I'm glad to hear you tonight. I have to apologize to those people whose numbers I don't have. I lost my other notebook that had everybody's numbers listed. Otherwise, you'd have been in there. But I got you now again. So we good from here on out.
No sweat. No sweat. In fact, people need to sit down right now and get an old-fashioned address book and enter in the phone numbers because be off the thing, phone go out.
At any given moment.
At any given moment.
I keep telling myself, I got to go old school and get me a little black book. And hearing you say that now makes me think maybe I better hurry up and go get that. I've been thinking about that for a while. So appreciate you bringing that point up. I'm going out tomorrow to the Dollar General or any of them dollar stores got them. Whatever dollar store you got in your neighborhood, I'm sure they got one.
No doubt.
It's a little tedious.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I started doing. So you just entering a few a day, and next thing you know, you've been entering more than you realize.
Okay, there you go. That's what's up. But you remember, back in the day, I can remember everybody's number. You know, but because we didn't have cell phones. Now these smartphones have made me dumb as a box of rocks. I can't remember my own number half the time, let alone somebody else's.
Look, remember the phone number and the combination lock.
Okay. Yes, sir. Wow. I don't know. I don't think all technology and progress is actually progressive or needed progress. But what can we do about it? So, my brother, I know you brought something for the masses to hear with you tonight.
Yes,
sir. What you got for us?
I got some. I'm keeping with the theme, so I got something here.
Oh, cookie now. I even like that more. What's your piece entitled?
Entuned.
Mike is yours, Kang.
Entuned. More weight in the early morning air. That tangerine glow delivering energy while reaching through the rows of trees. I was counting the many shades of green. Another coffee sip. Then it was like watching a performance of a symphony orchestra. Bluebird stopped by to make sure I had my seat. A freight train's distant call as the horn section began to play. Water beads sprinkled through the grass, shimmering like diamonds as the melody began to take shape. The lead line of the spider's web sparkled like the strings on the harp. I was given thanks for the breathing treatment. Screech owl gave the last curtain call. As the sun continued to ascend, shadows rose for an encore. I felt the energy penetrating. Fall telling summer, you had your turn. As it slowly drifts in with its fine brush, picking trees to paint leaves. Crickets offering the background chorus. The hummingbird hovered over the concession stand, creating a depthness to this silent connection. Sir Lawrence.
My brother, your ability to write, your visual writing is incredible. You talking about tangerine glow. You just had my brain just flowing with it. what else did you say? Where you compare spider webs with a harp string, freight trains and trumpets, even a shadow rising as an encore. I mean, you really engage with your listeners' thought process. It's a powerful piece, and it's an awesome gift. And I'm so glad that you share it with us. I love that piece.
Thank you
for that piece.
Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming through with that piece tonight. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Man, Van's going to be mad that he wasn't able to hear that. I know he would have loved, really appreciated that piece. I might share the archive with him so he can listen to it. I might do that for him. Well, brother, well, I pray that you continue using that gift as you do. And I certainly pray that you continue coming through, sharing your gift with us here at the Inspiration Factory.
Inspiration Factory. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Awesome, awesome. We're going to put you in a praise lounge now and bring on this next caller. But I hope you continue to hang out with us, listen to the rest of the program.
Indeed.
All right. God bless you, sir. One love, one mic.
Indeed. One love.
Wow. I tell you, these pieces tonight are phenomenal. And I expect nothing less from the next caller because she always comes through with something to edify, enlighten, bless. Mama Oladeji, how are you this evening? God bless you.
I'm here. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm okay.
Okay, well, that's good. I was hearing some bits and pieces about something about your brother. I don't know
he just called me to tell me. He just called right before I started the show to tell me he was in a hospital and there's something going on, some kind of massive blood clot or something in his lungs.
Okay. Okay, well. So, yeah.
I just asked my callers and my family. Just keep us in prayer, and I'm trusting in my Father. We go on. That's all a part of the theme for tonight. Spending time with Jesus, you know, good times,
so the
bad times, and
times.
Tonight
is,
spending time with
God, and there's no better way to do that on Sunday than to go through Paul Samson, who's faithful and true.
Thank you.
So therefore. Something in the Bible that says, how can you love me who's never seen, but you can't love your brother that's right there with you? You
mm-hmm.
know, I just hear so many people get on, they're just going straight to God. They don't ask for forgiveness for the things that they do. They don't do anything to help their brother, and they just want to go straight to God and just like, you know, they haven't even cleaned their slate. They haven't cleaned their side of the street. They know they've wronged someone and never go and ask for forgiveness. And then to act like that person has offended them by even bringing it up. So, yeah, we have to spend time with God, but we have to spend time with each other asking for forgiveness and showing our true selves to be worthwhile to go to God because you go to God with a clean heart. But these people want to just bypass everything. They don't want any retribution, any punishment or anything. They just want to, I'm the best, thing that God ever made, and so therefore I can just detour and go around all you guys.
Mm.
It's not true. That's not how it works. Mm. So I sent you a recording today that a friend of mine did a podcast on interviewing me, and the first poem he did on there was the poem he selected. A poem that I wrote back in 2018 called Rendezvous with God. So I think it would be befitting to do that tonight.
Oh, by the way, I started listening to what you sent me, and that first piece was phenomenal. I didn't get past that, but I had to tell you, that first piece was phenomenal. Okay, now.
Well, that's the piece
back to you.
He did.
That was
Daniel Green.
Oh, my goodness.
With the person that interviewed me, and that piece that he did is a podcast show. And he picked out one of my poems, and he did that piece. He did it better than I'm going to do it. I really loved his rendition of it. And the name of the piece is called Rendezvous with Scott.
Mm-hmm. Mike is yours, Queen.
In early morning, when the Creator smiles at the calm, when the sun peaks over the clouds, I have a rendezvous with God. As I ponder on my purpose and I wonder of his plan, I ask if I am in accordance in this moment, in this hour. Lost in meditation, fleeting daydreams go by, vibrating on a spectrum of the colors in my eye. The faces that were many, each one sent in this flicker of time, each holds an array of memories, some warm, some cold, some kind. Early in the morning, as the birds and flowers breathe, I thank him for his reverence, for the blessings I've received. The tears I weep cleanses my heart deep. I ask to keep it pure. I ask for nothing more than this, and know this time well spent. As I examine myself in this hour, early in the morning, as the sun peeks through the clouds, I stand approved to love today, his mercy he has allowed. And as I reflect and pay respect to my rendezvous with God, as I reflect and pay respect to my rendezvous, and I have a guest on the phone that would like to do something for you, too. And I don't know if you're still hanging in.
I'm here.
Say who? Say who?
Yeah.
That's Pastor Paul.
Pastor Paul.
Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Now, how do you spell your name? I want to make sure I get it right.
S-E-H-U. Pronounce say who.
S-E-H-U. Say who. Okay. Gotcha. All right, what you bring for us today?
Yes, the piece I'm going to do is called The Temple of Wealth, the Temple of Health and Wealth. The body is the temple and handled with prayer. I'm the temple of health and wealth, my friend, the temple of health and wealth. Such is the abundance that begins in this deep, dark earth, and these seeds that spark, that sprout and grow, all the combined of light and dark, from all of you and me, such perfect perpetuity, the moment when two or three of us are gathered together, and I am all of you, you are all of me, you be, I am, a temple of health and wealth, my friend, the temple of health and wealth, world without end, life without end, love without end, amen, amen, amen. And that's that piece.
I like that a lot. Where are you from? So I detect an accent there.
I'm originally from New Jersey, but I'm camped out in Orangeburg, South Carolina right now.
Oh, okay. I like the concept that you spoke about where you said something to the effect of, where two or three are gathered, that he is with us and we are with him. That number one, it does definitely connect with the program for the night, the theme for the night. Excuse me. But it also encourages us to know that when we gather together, he's with us. We're not doing these things in vain. He is with us. And that should give you comfort. It's something that we need to spread to other people to open their views. When we do things, we're in the presence of God. Some of these world leaders would listen to things like that. Maybe the things wouldn't be in the turmoil we're in now. But I love your pen, And I hope you won't be a stranger here at the Inspiration Factory.
I definitely won't. I appreciate you having me.
I think he's a son. I was telling Bob, I said, I think Tehu is the son of a pastor, too. Grandson of a pastor, okay.
Both.
Right.
Father and grandfather.
Well,
that's what I thought. Both your parents, your father and your grandfather were pastors.
Yes, yes.
I'm a grandchild of a pastor myself.
Right, that's what I said. That's what I said, too.
Uh-huh.
So you all have something in common.
Okay. Absolutely, absolutely. So with that being said, you better not be a stranger here. Say who.
All right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Every Sunday night,
right here. Thank you for letting us hear.
Thank you for coming through. God bless you both. One love, one life.
God bless. One love.
Oh, Mama O is always bringing on a different voice. And they're all they're all good. They're all interesting. But this one here I connected with. Yeah, I don't know if it's because we're both grandkids, like Mama was saying, grandkids of pastors, but I like that man, young man. Okay, we have one more caller we're going to bring on. And that's he's coming from Texas as well. This is none other than Ken. What's going on, bro? How have you been?
Hey, what's up? How you been doing that, brother?
Hey, I'm breathing and I'm vertical. So I have nothing to complain about.
No, that's right.
You know, the fact that he woke me up this morning and he enabled me to stand up on my own two feet. Anything else that comes, I can handle because he got me up. He wouldn't have picked me up if I couldn't handle what was coming that day. He would let me lay in that bed and let it pass over. So he stood me up today. So every day with him is a good day.
Amen to that. Man, always a blessing to wake up and see, you know, see a new day. And it's like no matter what we go through in the week, when it comes to Sunday morning, man, it's just is so relieving and such a refreshing, you know, moment every time when Sunday comes. But we know every day we give God the glory every day. You know what I'm saying?
Better. Because number one, he's worthy of it. He's worthy of it. And so deserving. So, I don't want to go off on a tangent because there's so many areas in my life where had he not been there, I wouldn't be here. You know, so I could speak of the goodness of God until the cows come home. But
oh yeah, we all got a story to tell. Trust me on that one.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Oh. So,
there's no need for me to go on because your blessing is every bit as great as my blessing. What he pulled you through is every bit of miracle as what he pulled me through. And that's the whole miracle of spending time with Jesus. He pulls you through. No matter what we've done or didn't do, he pulls us through. Praise him. Okay, let me stop. We're here for poetry and praising him and poetry. So, my brother, what did you bring for us?
Yes, sir. Actually, I did a piece based on a topic that my pastor was preaching on this morning, and it was such a blessing. Every time I hear, you know, I hear a word from God throughout. My man of God here in Dallas, there's
right.
always a testimony behind the piece. You know, I'm always giving something that's encouraging to everybody, you know, every chance I come on here on your show. And, of course, you know, I know a lot of people experienced a lot of losses, you know, throughout this whole year. And, like I'm going to say, my thoughts and prayers go out to everyone who have lost a loved one this year, whether it's through, you know, cancer or you're dealing with COVID or some other thing. Let our hearts continue to just pour into them as God continues to just strengthen them and comfort them during this time. Nevertheless,
the
ones that are still here, we're still standing, that's enough right there to be happy about, you know, that we're still here, that we're still, that God is still using us no matter what we have encountered in our lives. God can still use us no matter what.
Yes,
so with that being said, my brother, I'm going to go ahead and go right into this piece.
Okay, what's your piece called?
It's called Excuses Maker versus the Waymaker. And that's the title, that's the topic of the sermon that goes with this piece.
Wow. Mike is yours.
All right. Lord, you're the waymaker in our lives, and yet we come up with a bunch of excuses to avoid being used by you. We want the blessings, but refuse to give our time with you. Say what you want. We all have done it. So, Lord, forgive us. We know that spending time with you always helps us to be closer to you. You always made a way for us, even though we don't deserve it at times. Your love is forever lasting. Your grace is why we're still here. We shouldn't make any more excuses when it comes to serving you. We are your children, and you blessed us with the best every time. You're the miracle worker, a promise keeper, a light in the midst of every dark place that we sometimes are stuck in. You guide us out of so many places that we sometimes put ourselves in. You use us to help others because we know that you're going to provide what we need in due season. We are the boats in this world, ready to sail to distant lands, to tell the good news that you still reign in our lives. And that's that piece.
You know, that title is life in and of itself. And I can imagine what the sermon was for that. Because I can, just speaking on myself, the many, many, many excuses I use. And it's even worse for people like me because I know he's a way maker. He has shown me he's a way maker. And I still come through at times as an excuse maker. It's, and that's a seed planted right there, my brother, that we just got to do better. Pray that each day we wake up and we walk this earth, better version of who we were yesterday.
Yes, sir.
We do have a way.
Man. Yeah. Yes. And man, I'm just sitting here thinking of the testimonies that I have told throughout my life. And, you know, sometimes a sermon would always have us think back at times that where we think that God couldn't use us. And we've been used by him so many times that we sometimes forget about it. We, you know, we don't think about that. And I remember as a child that I had, like, doctors telling me that, you know, I couldn't talk, wouldn't be able to talk right. You know, had, you know, problem with my speech and stuff like that. And I had a therapist. They used to, like, you know, help me pronounce my words more, you know, fluently and stuff like that throughout, you know, my childhood, you know, days. You know, as I got older, you know, and I still remember those things that the therapist showed me, but God had to really just guide me through a lot of stuff because if I listened to the doubters that was around me, including family members, and even now, you know, if I listen to all that negative stuff, I think y'all wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be hearing me right now. You wouldn't be hearing me, you know, spitting poetry like I'm spitting it. And, you know, it takes a lot of courage to not only write the words, but to speak it with such confidence that, you know, it doesn't matter who hears it. It's always the right people that hears it because you never know who you're going to bless through what you do. And
right.
I give God all the praise and all the glory through it all. You know, it's been a blessing to be coming on every poetry show that I've ever had an opportunity to come on and just let God use me and just speak a word, speak, you know, good messages out to someone. And I just want him to continue to use me to be a blessing to somebody else, because I know someone out there, including yourself, is going to bless me with something in return. And it's not always about the materialistic things. It's about just planting a seed in someone's life that's going to help them go further in their lives and be a better version of themselves. So I just pray that this here blesses somebody today. That's my seed to everybody that's listening tonight.
Well, you know, we'll bless someone. God's word does not go out and return void, you know. And so all those people that told you wouldn't be able to talk, look at you now, spreading the word of God. What made them think that what they said was going to stop God from doing what he chose that he birthed you to do? Speak his word. They couldn't stop that. This is God's will for your life. God has a purpose for all of our lives. And if we listen to the naysayers, we'll fall short. We'll fall short every time. We can't listen to that. We got to listen to that still small voice within us. And stop being excuses maker and be a way and look to the way maker. Watch out on that rocky shore when you just stand on solid ground. My brother. Ooh.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I would love to have heard that sermon. That title right there.
Oh, my goodness.
So much going through my mind. I can imagine. I can imagine. But I'm grateful and I'm thankful that you brought us a little piece of it in your piece. And because that's enough to make me start thinking about some things, you know. This is what this is about, to plant seeds within ourselves. And let God's will go out and do what it's going to do. You just have to be obedient. Okay, so
no doubt.
We're getting ready to wrap this program up for tonight. Ooh. But it's been an awesome program. Brother, so I'm going to set you in the praise lounge for a minute. And
yes, sir.
Come on. Keep things moving for a second. All right. God bless you, though. Thank you once again for bringing that
podcast. God bless you. Hey, Paul, I know Brother Meadows is not in tonight. I don't know where his whereabouts is, but if he's listening, hey, my prayers go out to him, and I hope to hear from him real soon. You know, I miss hearing his voice just as well. You know, when y'all two come together, you know how it is with us brothers. It's just, there's power.
Okay.
Whenever a group of men come together. So, hey. Just miss hearing my brother tonight.
There's nothing to worry about. I'm sure he appreciates the prayers. There's nothing to worry about. He's fine health-wise and everything. He just had another obligation.
All right.
So, God willing, he'll be right back with us next week.
Yes, sir.
So that means you got to come back next weekend so you can hear us two together again.
No doubt. I'll definitely be back.
All right. Beautiful. That's what I wanted to hear. All right, brother. God bless you. One love, one mic.
All right. God bless y'all. One love, one mic.
Brother Ken. Always a God fearing man. I had the honor of sharing another show some years back with him. And that's where we came to know each other. He's a good brother. He's a good brother. Well, people, I definitely appreciate you calling in and spending time with me, blessing me with your pieces, praying with me. This is what I look forward to every Sunday. And with that being said, if you would now just join me as we go before the throne. Heavenly Father, I come before you this evening praising your name, Father God, thanking you for all that you've done in my life up to this point, Father God. I thank you for these callers to come in to share your word with me, to share your strength through their words with me, and to everyone else that hears them. Father God, I ask that you would continue to touch these callers, continue to use them, Father God, to champion your kingdom. Father God, I want to send up a special prayer and a special thanks for my brother Terrence. Father God, we just place him in your hands. That your will be done. that you would give him peace. Him and his wife give him peace and strength and courage as they face what it is they're about to face. Oh, God, we do this without an overabundance of angst because we trust you and we love you. Father God, anybody else that's in pain or that's going through situations out there, Father God, just be with them, walk with them, touch them, Father God. Let them feel those loving arms of yours, touch them, surround them, and hold them, Lord. Father God, we're grateful that you are the omnipotent God that you are, because there's so much to be done. Anyone less than a true God wouldn't be able to do it, but we know that you can. We place all of our concerns, Father God, in your hands. We just ask that you would go with us and keep us until we meet here again. And it's in the precious and mighty name of Jesus Christ that I pray. Amen, and God bless you all.
Oh, God, once again, we come into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary, and we give you glory and honor.
Well, we were just about to end the show, but we have one more caller who just popped in, even though she didn't raise her hand. But I cannot ignore her. So, for the one person that's still listening, and myself, and those that listen to the archives, we have Gina Storm.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Gina.
I was hoping, happy Sunday, Paul. I was hoping to get in queue before you ended the show. My daughter, my son-in-law, my grandchildren just left with a wonderful visit, and it just literally ended 2 minutes ago. They backed out the driveway.
That's okay. You made it just in time.
I'm so happy.
You got it just in time, because I'm getting ready to take off to go pick up my niece from work. She stuck at work. But before
All
I
right.
do that, you know, our theme for tonight was spending time with Jesus. And that's what we do. Well, you already know that's what we do here at the Inspiration Factory. So the mic is
yeah.
yours.
I'm going to title my freestyle. Thank you, Jesus. I have to say that every day. I try to show it in every way. I don't want to just wear a bracelet that says, what would Jesus do? I want to be an example so you can see it and know what to do. I want to be the change that I see in the world every day and try to make someone smile and no one frown. I want to help people the best way I can. I don't always have the money that I can lend, but sometimes you just need my shoulder, my ear, a prayer. I'm there. I understand and appreciate all that it took to be the Son of God and the sacrifice that he made so that all of us could have life. So I'm thankful every day, morning, noon, and night. My grandchildren are raving. It would be possible for me to see 30, and my daughter on Tuesday of last week turned 30. Just three amazing children, that famous three, give me life in a way that no other thing I've ever had can do. And for that, Jesus, I thank you. I thank you because they pray over their food, and when they say their grace, they include people who don't have a roof over their head or anything of their own to eat, people who don't have a cold when winter comes or no boots to put on their feet. They pray for others the way we were all taught to from our grandmothers and mothers. They're a shining example of what a grandmother praying for you can do, because mine did for me. My mother did for my daughter. I'm doing for those three. So thank you, Jesus, for never leaving me or mine, always helping us to, in God's eyes, shine. We do our best work when we're selfless and we give more of ourselves, and we do exactly what it is that Jesus would do. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me in peace.
That's a beautiful way to end this program, by thanking Jesus.
You're welcome. Thank you. I thought I missed church.
That's all we can. See, it was meant to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I was running around here, guys, and things up, ready to walk out the door, and I looked back over at the laptop, and I saw another. Oh, wait a minute. I can't do that.
Miss, my hand is down, but I know you see me. Hey.
Well, I saw the number, and I don't care if it hands down. I already know.
Oh, yeah. And honestly, it was because I was so busy trying to get in queue before it was too late. When I heard the song playing, mm-hmm. I was thinking maybe it was. But I was just going to let the song play me out, because I tried, but my night really ran late this week. But it was all a blessing. So you did what you got to do. And thank you so much for allowing me into the sanctuary in the last moment.
Amen. Thank you for coming. As always, we spread God's word, and it will not go out and return void. So his word went out,
Amen.
And it didn't return void because it was heard. Thank you so much. God bless you, Gina. One love, one mic.
God bless you. One love, one mic.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our service for this evening. I hope to see you all and hear you all next week. Till then, God bless you.